time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Check this out.
It's that time to dish again.
Hollywood gossip.
I understand you have some more gossip.
Where do you hear the good gossip?
Chattering.
Hollywood
gossip.
The quality of your
celebrity
gossip.
What's the good gossip?
So, the lead story for all Hollywood gossip today is that O.J. Simpson died from cancer yesterday. He was 76. I think we all know the story. He played some football, made some movies, and then may or may not have let his anger and jealousy get the best of him. Of course, that's not what he was saying at the time.
I'm as innocent as anyone else out there. I did not commit those murders. I couldn't kill. And I don't know of anyone that was involved. Anything that I might say along those lines would be pure speculation.
He didn't even sound like the same person back then. Meghan Markle has announced two new unscripted series in a collaboration with Netflix. Through her company, Archwell Productions, the first will focus on cooking, gardening, entertaining, and friendship. The second series will offer an inside look into the world of professional polo, showcasing the dedication and passion required to compete at the highest level. Does she know anything about that? No. Does Harry? Yes. The first promo for this week's SNL has host Ryan Gosling looking for an autograph from Chris Stapleton. That's the country artist that is their musical guest.
Mr. Stapleton, big fan. Love your music.
Nah, stupid.
Yo, Chris, one for the grand?
Master Stapleton, tis I, Sir Gosling. That's cool.
It turns out Stapleton's not even in his dressing room, but his hat is. Taylor Swift's music has returned to TikTok. Does that mean the ones that I used before that were now muted are going to be there again? I don't know. Does it matter? No, it doesn't. Speaking of music, Jon Bon Jovi is still recovering from his vocal cord surgery from 2 years ago. He says he's more than capable of singing again, though, because he is blank Bon Jovi. I think you'll insert the correct word for yourself. So, Matthew McConaughey says he is still the sexiest man alive.
All right, all right, all right.
Even though he won the title way back in 2005, and the season 3 trailer for Bridgerton is out.
Dearest gentle reader, we have been apart for far too long. At last, London's fashionable set has made its return. And it seems that our bon ton is moving with the changing tide. So too is this author.
I cannot live at home any longer. I must take a husband.
This one features a wallflower story, and I am into it. Part 1 drops May 13th on Netflix. Joe Elliott would like you to know that Def Leppard does not use backing vocal tracks. Okay. And there's a Kardashian alert. This one involves Kourtney Kardashian, who we all know as Mother Nature, and she has a natural remedy that she... Okay. I really don't want to talk about this on the radio. So I did not, but the natural remedy I'm sharing with you here is that Kourtney Kardashian drinks her own breast milk as a natural remedy. Am I the only one that thinks this is odd? Because I've used it for a pink eye in a baby. I mean, I had two babies at the same time. They constantly had pink eye, but it works for pink eye. I just don't know how much value it gives you if you're drinking it yourself. Anyway, there you go. There's your Kardashian alert. And the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I mean, do I even say you're welcome? I don't know anymore.